This is the Brandon T. Adams Audio Experience. Let's get started. Welcome back to the Brandon T. Adams Audio Experience. I'm Brandon T. Adams, and this is another rapid-fire question. And the question today is how to create content like a machine. How to create video content, how to multi-purpose content, how I've been able to create a massive amount of content, even before I had a team, editors, and all that, when I started my own. This is how to create content like a king, like a queen, and create it like a machine. So I'm creating daily video content on social media. You can check it out at Brandon T. Adams everywhere. I am all about multi-purposing content. So I'll create a video, and by the way, most of my content is with my iPhone, because those phones have a damn good camera. So I'll create the content on my phone, and the video could be around who I am, what I do, how I help people, best tips, advice, whatever it is you do in your industry, giving value to your audience. Create it with your phone, and then ideally make it it could be longer content, shorter content. But in this case, for multi-purposing, you could do a video that's 60 seconds or less. Create the video, you get the video, you post it on your Instagram, you post it as a reel, and then you take the same video, you post it to your Facebook, you post it to your personal Facebook page and your business page, and then you go over to X, no longer Twitter, it's X, post to Twitter. Then you can go over to LinkedIn, post to your LinkedIn. You can even post to YouTube Shorts, post it there. You can post it to Threads. The purpose of this is you're multi-purposing the content. You're creating one video asset, and you're posting the same video within 10 minutes to all these different platforms. Maybe you add a different catchy title or anything to based on the platform, maybe some place you post, you put more hashtags, but post the same video to all platforms. That's a simple way to post a video a day. That is just getting content out. So that's one way. Another way is I'm all about multi-purposing. So as I'm doing this podcast show, I live and breathe what I talk about. I'm recording a podcast show. I'm also got a phone here recording videos for Reels. So what's going to come from this talk right now is a podcast for the Brandon T. Adams Audio Experience, a video that could be used as a reel on social media. So that's video content, multi-purposing. Another thing I do is when I go on podcast shows now, let's say it's in studio or recorded on via Zoom, I always ask for the raw footage for the actual video version of the podcast. I take that, I have my team cut it up into reels. So let's say a 45-minute podcast can give me 10 different 60 to 90 second reels. So I have a long version video that I can put on YouTube, and I can do a live stream to LinkedIn with it through StreamYard, but then I'll take those 10 reels, and that's 10 different pieces of content that I can multi-purpose over a month or so, going to, again, multi-purpose, go to Instagram, LinkedIn, all the different platforms. So that's another thing, repurposing content. When I speak to audiences, when I speak on stage, I record the video, I get the video asset, I cut it up, I take from, let's say, a 60-minute keynote, I might get 10 to 12 to 15 different 60-second reels from it, from the best parts. That is not only a 60-minute video, which can be on YouTube, can go as a podcast, actually, on the Brandon T. Adams Audio Experience, but also what can happen is that can turn into 10 to 15 different reels. So take a long-form piece of content that you have, cut it up into shorter-form pieces of content, and put it out there. And one more tip I'm going to share is every month, like I'm doing now, I'll batch. I'll spend 2 hours. I'll have a list of ideas that my team gives me or I create that are questions, that are hooks, that are everything else. And I'll knock out 10 to 15 to 20 to 30 videos in 1 to 2 hours. I'll record them all. I'll upload them to Dropbox. I'll share them with the team. And over that next month, they will release them. And so they're releasing content that I batched. So I know that content's coming out every single day on sequence. I'm doing it ahead of time, 1 to 2 months ahead of time. And then also what I do, one last thing is experiential. I'm creating content based on my experiences. My social media is like my own reality TV show. As I'm traveling on my stories, I show when I'm with different people. I show when I'm on stage. I show when I'm with other people, content collaboration. Maybe I'm doing a video with another influencer. I'm doing things based on my lifestyle, bringing people into my life, doing fun videos, showing the family, showing work, showing all the different things so people get to know you, like you, and trust you. Okay. That's how to create content like a machine. I want you, after listening to this episode, I want you to go post a video, tag me at Brandon T. Adams, and I will share it. I'd love to see you start creating content like a machine. I hope you enjoyed this. As always, feel free to reach out to me. Till next time, we'll see you later.